With KSJD News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods. Colorado lawmakers have approved a $15 million stimulus bill to help communities replace coal jobs as the state transitions to renewable energy. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
About half the money will go directly to programs helping coal industry workers find new careers. The other half is earmarked for communities whose tax base relies heavily on the industry. Lawmakers created a new office 2 years ago to help with the transition, but this is the first major investment. The state aid will arrive as many places have already spent several years trying to reinvent their economies after coal. In Nucla and Naderita in southwest Colorado, residents have been trying to move on from their recent mine closure by attracting tourists with new trails and outdoor recreation businesses. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And Colorado lawmakers also sent Governor Jared Polis a bill to raise more than $5 billion for road work in the next decade. Supporters say Senate Bill 260 will do that mostly by charging new fees on gasoline, deliveries, and ride shares. The state also plans to pitch in $1.5 billion. A bipartisan group of mayors, including Republican John Southers of Colorado Springs, are backing it.
And I don't see a better package coming from the legislature or the voters anytime soon. And I strongly believe we simply cannot kick this can down the road any longer.
Opponents say it will hurt residents recovering from the pandemic. This is KSJD News.